Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, we're 20 minutes after the top of the hour. It's time to bring in Ron Wilson for our, you know, our gardening tip that we do every Saturday this time. And, of course, this is brought to you by Gutter Brush, the easiest do-it-yourself gutter leaf guard. You can install it and maintain it yourself. No tools, no fasteners, no cutting, and prevent those clogged gutters. Any size, gutterbrush.com. Mr. Wilson, how does your garden grow?
Well, it grows great. And talking about the gutter brush, my daughter and her partner bought another home, and they're painting and doing all that kind of stuff right now. And they were talking about the gutters because there's a lot of trees around and what they were going to do with them. And I said, whoa.
We got something easy for you.
You need the gutter brush.
There you go.
And I think that's what they're going to do.
Good.
So, yeah.
You can do them, you know, $3 or $4 a foot.
And it's a ranch home, so it's easy to get up there and put those in. I even volunteered to help.
Man, you are turning into this massive do-it-yourselfer guy.
Maybe I'm prepping for a retirement in another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happens when you retire?
What's that? You then, do everybody
else's
job?
Then the kids want you to take care of all the projects.
You're kind of doing it now, though, aren't you?
A little bit.
Yeah. See.
That's why I say I'm kind of
easing into it.
They're easing me into it.
Yeah.
I think it's part of their plan, not mine.
I think that's true. Affirmative.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, you're familiar with it.
I am.
Yes.
That's okay.
Raking 25 bags of leaves at your daughter's new home in North Carolina.
Oh, my gosh. You know, those acorns are about the size of a walnut. And I'm telling you, they don't have a garage. They got a driveway that goes into the backyard, and it's underneath this massive southern oak tree. And I go, you can't park your car there. She said, what do you mean? I said, listen.
And like, listen to how they hit the driveway.
It's like raining acorns. This was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Are they back in?
Tore that house down to the foundation, kept one wall in the fireplace, rebuilt it, almost doubled the size of it, and it's a gorgeous home.
Good.
Yeah. So, that project's done.
Good.
But good looking. Good looking.
I heard
they
you had a little
stay
surprise.
Right where they were. And there's, I swear, it's like every fourth or fifth house is doing this. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And that's down in Charlotte.
Yep. I heard you had a little surprise last Sunday on your show.
Yeah, I did. I got serenaded. How about that?
Happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. Yours is right around the corner, buddy.
That it is.
I have not forgotten.
But I'll never be as old as you.
That's true. But you'll be very, very
None
close.
None of us are.
You'll be very, very close.
Oh, me. Hey, do you still have your locust tree?
I do, and I was hearing you and Buggy Joe talking about
mimosa webworm.
Now, I don't know, and I don't know what one is, number one, and I don't recall seeing anything unusual.
Yeah, they get right on the ends, and they take the leaves, and they just mat them together. I mean, it looks like he took a press and just pressed them all together.
Really?
And matted it, and I haven't seen them at this level in a long, long time.
Does that bracket then fall off?
No. They're just feeding on the leaves.
Okay.
But they make that nest to live in, kind of like tent caterpillars.
Tent caterpillar.
And fall webworm. But this one makes it it's mostly on locust. Of course, they get on mimosa, too. But but they flatten that thing down. And I just all of a sudden in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Joe was the same way. They're on about every locust I've seen.
Really?
It's been a long time. So
I'll take a look this afternoon.
You had that
but
one.
If it slows the growth of this locust tree
it
down,
doesn't.
I'm all in for it. This thing's growing like a weed. I can't slow it down.
Well, that's good. You know, that's, and our point was locust trees have kind of took, you know, they're kind of taking a back seat. People mm-hmm. don't plant them like they used to. And it's a great tree. I mean, I've always liked yours out there. Good filtered shade.
Oh, it really is. And that tree's 21 years old.
Yeah.
21 years old when we planted it, so probably a few years older than that. And that thing was, when they planted it, it was beat up. I don't think.
I do remember that. I didn't think it was going to live.
Yeah, well, most people didn't. And a lot of people just said, well, give it a couple of years. If it doesn't live, you know, just take it down and get another one in there. And that is the most beautiful tree now. And it is, it's a grown machine.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times when they're younger, they're not the best looking tree.
Right.
You know, and that one looked even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, it really did. It was kind of gnarly. But it sure came out of that.
It's extending almost to the street now, and I have it trimmed about every 2 or 3 years, and a little maintenance in there. As I look out, there's a couple little tiny locust leaves turning yellow and starting to drop. So, you know, they drop pretty fast and probably the last to come out.
Well, there's a mite that gets on them this time of the year, and it will cause them to yellow just a little bit here and there. And we're seeing that out there, too. But usually not much of an issue. But those mimosa webworms, if that's over a patio or something,
mm-hmm.
they actually repel out of that nest and drop down on you.
So that's not good.
And that's not the good thing. That's, you
well,
know, otherwise
this
you don't
is in
the
front yard run, and
so
if I
matter.
Get hit by a mimosa caterpillar, I'll call you because it'll scare me to death when I'm mowing the grass.
Well, they're hanging like little repellers, like they're, you know, coming down a rope. So
should you spray?
No.
Or, no,
you can't. Well, that was the whole point today, was that there could be up to three generations. Mm-hmm. So this may have started back earlier in the season. So keep your eyes open early. That's the best time to go after them with a spray, should you have to. But systemic insecticides do a pretty decent job.
Okay.
So you can do it as a systemic, the soil drench around the base, taken up inside it, and that does a pretty decent job for you.
Any idea why they're so prevalent this year?
No, that's the other thing. You're trying to figure out why some. I mean, you get really cold winters, and it does wipe them out, knocks them back. And so we haven't really had extremely cold winters.
Well, we still got this one. I mean, it's 2020, right?
Yep, but that means the populations of cars started to build back up a little bit. So
we'll probably have a blizzard in December.
Well, asked me last week about the Farmer's Almanac.
Uh-huh.
You see, the Farmer's Almanac and the Old Farmer's Almanac are kind of the opposites again.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So the Old Farmer's Almanac was the one that was the Bible for
saying
years.
Saying it was wintry
mm-hmm.
and whatever. Then the other one's like more wet than anything else and a little warmer.
So we just got to decide, should we believe the Old Farmer or the New Farmer?
Or we just wait and see what's going to happen.
I think that's what I'm going to do, because I think we're going to have plenty of time to wait this year.
I think we're going to have plenty of time to wait, plenty of time to watch, and you probably won't have anywhere to go anyway.
Plenty of time to think about it.
You have time.
Just really looking forward to the winter.
Make your notes and do all of that.
So. What are people going to do? I know we still got plenty of work on the inside of our home, but indoor gardening, I guess, will be big.
Well, absolutely.
You'll be having me grow herbs in the refrigerator.
Microgreens.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah. Growing your microgreens.
I don't know.
So you're nice and healthy through the winter.
I can't buy into that.
What,
I have a
growing
hard
microgreens?
Time. Yeah.
Well, okay.
That's my feeling.
Don't buy into it then.
You'll keep beating
but
on
you'll
me.
But you'll like mine when I bring them over and put them in your salad.
Oh, I like that. I
See,
like
there
that.
You go.
Whenever I can eat, that's good. Mr. Wilson, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
All right. If you'd like to join the show talking a little home improvement, though you would know, it's 800-823-8255 at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Does your jetted bathtub or hot tub spit out specks of brownish black gunk? Well, it could be biofilm, a slime formation in the plumbing that can harbor nasty bacteria. Awesome provides a complete colonoscopy that ends this nightmare. Awesome is safe, works fast, is effective, and septic safe. If you got a smelly washer or dishwasher, just a pinch of the gel does the job. Get Awesome at select dealers or at your favorite online retailer. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. That's AHHSOME. I can't emphasize enough the need to have a backup sump pump to prevent flooding, especially if you have a finished basement. Now, I really like Zoller's new 540 Flex Water powered backup. It takes over when the primary sump system fails. The Flex is given its name for the rotatable elbow that allows for either vertical or horizontal installation. No electricity or batteries protect your home from flooding. Ask your plumber to install the Zoller 540 Flex Water powered backup. For more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
Every weekend, you hear me talking about great products that I've found to make your home projects easier. Because I'm all about easy and quality. Well, I always check out the products in advance to make sure I'm comfortable recommending them. Now, if you manufacture or represent a product that you think may be a good fit for my show, how about contacting me? We're always looking for new sponsors that we can support through our unique partnerships. Just email me, Gary Sullivan at iHeartMedia.com. That's Gary Sullivan at iHeartMedia.com. Don't just grab any screw for your next home project. I recommend the Power Pro 1 Multi-Material Screws by Hillman. It's the one screw you'll ever need. The Power Pro 1 screw simplifies your toolbox by using a single, innovative engineered screw design for your projects that fasten into wood, metal, concrete, drywall, and plastic. And get this, no pre-drilling for wood, drywall, plastic, or metal up to 20 gauge thick. Once you use the Power Pro 1 screws, you'll never go back to ordinary screws. Power Pro 1 screws by Hillman at your local hardware store. Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.